Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Now, Una O'Brien.
Hi, Joe.
What's your problem, Una?
It's not in the scheme of life.
Liveline is a rich tapestry. Go ahead. Don't be worrying.
There was a special type of Dublin whiskey brought out this year to commemorate the five in a row for the Sam Maguire.
Okay. And
my son lives in Aberdeen.
Okay.
Excuse me. And I want to send it to him for a Christmas present.
Have you got it?
Oh, I have it.
Oh, you have it.
It's parceled, ready to go.
And you know, like, I haven't seen it. Who distilled it? Where did it?
It's Dublin whiskey. It was my son, actually, one of my sons here, who is a mad Dublin fan, pointed it out to me, and I said I would send it to my son in Aberdeen.
So it's a Dublin whiskey.
His Christmas present. Dublin whiskey to commemorate the five in a row. It has five stars on it, and it's marked five in a row, etc., etc. And I want to send it to Aberdeen. Now, post office won't accept it because it's liquid. So that was the post office out.
So you can't. I didn't know you couldn't post a bottle of whiskey.
No, you can't.
Okay.
So I've been in touch with DHL. They won't take it because it's liquid. DPD won't take it because it's liquid. And I'm at this stage. It's a Christmas present for Damien in Aberdeen. And I'm just wondering if anybody is going overland to Scotland.
Yeah.
It could be posted in Scotland.
And you know, I'm looking at it. It's a beautiful bottle. It's a beautiful presentation.
Yeah.
And it's Dublin 5. I heard the Liberty Distillery. It's a great distillery and one of the brilliant news. But it's a really beautiful bottle, really well presented. I've never tasted a whiskey. But the bad news is, it's out of stock. So the bottle of whiskey you have is getting rarer and rarer and more valuable and more valuable.
And that's it. And it, I mean, last year, for example, I got Damon a signpost for Croke Park.
Ah, good man. Good woman.
And we worked out the mileage from Aberdeen to Croke Park. And it's on it.
And you wouldn't have held on to December for the six in a row, no?
Well, do you know what? By the time they would actually issue the six in a row, Christmas
will be over. No. So I think the All-Ireland's on, isn't it, a week before? I think it's exactly a week before Christmas Day or whatever.
That's it. I'm hoping there might be a small company or somebody
travelling that we could trust with such a valuable. As I say, they know they don't exist anymore. So it's very valuable, very rare. And you want someone who's going overland to Aberdeen.
Well, either overland to Aberdeen or even into Scotland because it can be posted and go overland.
Oh, can it?
Well, aircraft won't take it, you see.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the big carriers send most of the parcels by air.
Oh, I didn't know. You're very well up in the old logistics world, doing a fair play to you.
Man, I tell you, I had booked three times to go to Aberdeen.
Ah.
And the flight was cancelled.
Ah.
And then I had planned to travel overland.
Right.
And now with lockdown, I mean, I'm sitting at home with a lovely parcel here with no way of getting it to Aberdeen.
And you wouldn't be tempted to take a sip of it yourself?
No, I actually don't drink.
So I
don't even know what it would taste like, whether it's good, bad or you know, vintage. Yeah.
And have you been to Aberdeen?
Oh, gosh, I have many times.
Nice.
I would normally go at this time. I cooked their Christmas pudding, which is now in the post on its way.
Okay.
But I would normally go over and bring the presents with me.
Aren't you brilliant? Aren't you brilliant?
But
and as long as you've been now, the problem is Scotland is, I think there was 30. No, the number of deaths and cases now in Scotland, which we were almost level with in the force, but the number of cases in Scotland and deaths have gone up dramatically in the last few days. Now they're not in the lockdown phase no, we're in yeah. yet, but no. it looks like they are from next week.
But the other thing is, they live in a lovely little town just outside Aberdeen.
Okay.
And it would be just, they've been lucky. Everything has gone okay. well for them. And it's just, there's a, included in the box, there's a little present for one of my grandsons.
Okay.
So I'm kind of anxious to get
okay,
it there.
Okay, we'll get it some, well, if, as you say, it has to go.
Whatever way
yeah.
it, I can get it there.
Okay.
I'm quite happy to pay, you know, if somebody brings it and posts it, of course, I'll give them money for postage.
Oh,
And if there's a small company that maybe goes overland to the UK that could take it.
To Aberdeen.
Obviously, yeah, okay. I'd pay the charges.
And what took your son to Aberdeen? Was it the oil business? That was their big...
At the time, actually, he was an aircraft engineer.
Okay.
And he went back to college and achieved his degree and his master's in... project management, and he's an engineer.
So he's well settled over there.
He's well settled. He has three lovely boys.
And are your grandchildren, when Ireland are playing Scotland in the rugby, who do they support?
Well, we're trying to get a shirt that has the front of Ireland and the back Scotland.
Okay. And Una, how are you managing the lockdown?
Look, my health hasn't been great, and you know, cocooning is just too important for. You
okay.
know,
fair play
for me to take any chance.
You have a bit of a cough there, had you?
I have COPD, which is a complication for coronavirus, and I have a heart condition. I was only in yesterday for an angiogram, so
okay.
I'm all over the place.
And do you take oxygen or anything? Do you need
I don't need to, okay. not yet.
Please God. You're a great person. We'll do our best. Anyone going to Aberdeen overland. That will take this beautiful bottle of five in a row, especially it's no longer available in the shops from Liberty Distillery, to bring to her son to celebrate, to mark the fact that one of the year that's in it, and two as a beautiful gift, and there's a few gifts for the grandchildren in there as well. Una, okay,
yeah.
Mind yourself, Petal. Take it easy. You're very good.
Thanks for giving me the chance.
And by the way, you did well getting it. I hope he appreciates the fact that you got him a rare bottle of whiskey because they're all gone now.
He doesn't know it's coming, but okay. I'm quite sure somebody will ring him now and tell him, okay. Guess what you're getting for a Christmas present.
Okay, because we got a very funny message yesterday. We had a woman on whose daughter was working in Chicago, and she tweeted later on that day that I'm sitting here in Chicago. I got a phone call on my cell phone from a buddy of mine who lives in Chicago saying, is that your mother on Liveline back in Dublin? So maybe, hopefully he won't be listening. Okay, Vincent, help us, Vincent. St. Vincent.
How are you?
What can you do for Una?
We send vans out every night to Manchester and Scotland. We can take that over to Scotland for her tonight if she wants.
Ah, good stuff.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic.
Well done.
No problem at all.
And I go, your lads and lassies get on the ferry.
Yeah, we bring over some COVID tests every night over to Oxford. We're doing the Oxford
brilliant. Well done, Vincent.
So,
well done.
We have vans going out every night, so there's no problem
okay.
there. We get it over for
her. You're brilliant.
That's incredible. And what do you say, Vincent?
Yeah,
Vincent,
do you want to name your company, Vincent? I don't mind. You're
yeah.
great. Yeah.
It's Irish Freight and Haulage, ifh.ie is
well
the,
done.
The website.
And well done for all your work, you and all your crew that you're doing with those COVID tests, Vincent. And drive safely now as we're going into the winter as well. Look after each other. Because the ferry hits the UK at what time? 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes. And they drive through the night. Tell them to be extra careful.
Right,
we're all thinking of them. Will the whiskey be safe, Vincent? Will the whiskey be safe?
Of course it will.
You'll talk to them.
Of course it is.
Okay.
If they do it with Dublin, it'll definitely be safe.
Okay. That's Vincent and Una. We'll sort you out after the programme, Una.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Okay.
You know what? That's absolutely marvellous because I was at my wit's end wondering what to do.
Okay. You mind. Thanks, Vincent
of
Irish Freight and Haulage. And we'll sort that out, Una.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you both. 51551, my turn.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.